Slip yanked at the head's rope impatiently, sending Blaggart sprawling backward into the water.
"Take me into the bank, over there by that big tree,"
he barked. Coughing stream water, Blaggart obediently pulled until the shrewboat was banked. Then he looped the head rope round the three top dock his captain had indicated.
"Captain."
The Sea Rat captain ambled ashore and slumped against the oak as if wearied after a hard day's toil.
"Captain, captain, there you go again. Now, listen hard, cocklebrains. Mark this tree, remember where it is, and don't get lost. Take your mouldy carcass off into these woods and get me some victuals."
Blaggart stared hopefully at Slip.
"Victuals, captain?"
"Aye, victuals, captain. You know what victuals is, don't you? Food to shove in your face, berries, nuts, fruit. There must be stuff aplenty to eat in this jungle. Get going."
Blaggart's dull features brightened.
"Aye, aye, captain. Victuals. I'll bring you all I can lay clothes on, and water to drink as well."
Slip glared at the westering sun, as if it were partly to blame. Then he smiled disarmingly at his servant.
"We've been surrounded by fresh stream water all day, nitbrains. What would we need more for? Look, just go and get the victuals, will you? And remember the way back."
Blaggart stumbled off into the woodland, muttering to himself.
"No water, just victuals. And remember the way back. Got it. No victuals, just remember and water if you come back. Or was it, don't remember water, no victuals on the way back?"
Slip covered his head with both paws and slept. Mother Mellis and Saxtus, with several of the old and very young, stood on the path outside Redwall Abbey's west side. They held lanterns high, even though there was a full moon to give good light. Blind Simeon turned his face south.
"Is that the search party coming from the direction of St. Ninian's?"
he asked.
"It is indeed,"
said Sister Sage, peering down the path.
"Though I don't see the Dibbons with them. Have they been eaten by wild beasts, Mellis?"
One of the leverets piped up. The old badger cuffed the young hare's ears gently.
"Of course not, and don't let me hear you spreading horrible stories around. By rights, you should be in bed."
Weary and poor sore, the search party halted in front of the main gate. Tarquin threw the reception committee a tired salute.
"No sign of the little ones at all, I'm afraid. We covered a wide area, north, east and south. No joy whatsoever."
The abbot studied his paws in the moonlight.
"You did all you could. Come in now. We've held supper over for you. Tomorrow we'll start the search again at first light. Inside, you Dibbons. Come on now. Bedtime."
The red wallers drifted into the abbey grounds. Tarquin stayed back with Blind Simeon to secure the main gate for the night.
"Perhaps we'd better post sentries on the wall. They might wander home during the night,"
said the blind sage as he felt about for the barlock.
"Deary me, I can't help wishing that Joseph were here. He'd know what to do."
Blaggart made his way back to the oak on the stream bank, more by luck than judgment. He shook the sleeping form of his captain vigorously.
"Captain! Captain! Guess what I found?"
Slip yawned and blinked in the darkness.
"Don't tell me. A cask of seaweed grog and a roasted gull."
"Oh, that's a good one. You're a one you are, Captain."
Blaggart chuckled heartily. Slip grabbed hold of the slow-witted Sea Rat.
"I'm an hungry one right now, flophead. Where's those victuals?"
"Oh, victuals. There wasn't none."
Blaggart's voice rattled on with excitement.
"I found two little beasts asleep. They're living in a tent just a stroll further up the bank, Captain."
"You didn't wake them, did you?"
"No, Captain. Bless dear little lords. They look so peaceful. I came right back here to let you know."
Slip released Blaggart and shook his paw.
"That's the first sensible thing you've done today, mate. Now you lead me to them, nice and quiet-like."